bright. It's bright in here. Can we turn some lights on? Seriously, I can't open my eyes. Whoa. Oh, if you, this basket has not hit your row yet, you're going to want to partake. Because you know what? We're awesome, dude. We are like, we don't even have to give. We're so free that we don't even have to give. What? Woohoo! We are so free. 1 Corinthians, it says, let every believer give as he purposed to give in his heart. You know what? God so gave to the world that we can't even pay our tithes on our own. He totally shigabunky. Whoa, it's going to be a break. No, serious. When it comes to giving, it's like, you know why we give? It's because we're so overflowing with the love of God. And we are so thankful that we can choose and we purpose what we give in our hearts. That there's no longer any manipulation or anything like that. We're a free people. And we are just like our papa, and we extravagantly give. And there is no such thing as outgiving God. God has totally wrecked my life with this favor and this grace and this outpouring and blessings that follow after me. This is what we do. This is why we give, because we lavish our love and we give to the poorest of the poor. We give to the garbage dumps, those people that are low and they don't have anything. We go extravagantly above and beyond, and God totally rocks your world. He rocks your world. So yay, shugabungi, I am so drunk. So, wow, we're just going to, like, float tonight. I don't know what I'm in. I'm, like, in this, like, trance slash. Wow. I'm a gummy bear. I'm a gummy bear. So we're free. We're free to give. You're free not to give, you know? But you know what? There are lavish out blessings that God does when you have that heart of a giver. And I know that this ministry is. And so I'm just talking for future references, for future services. Give abundantly. Give extravagantly. And you watch how God totally rocks your socks off. I mean, we have so much favor on our lives just for loving God. He gives us the anointing to give. He gives us the ability to give. We can't even give our offering. No, he already outnumbered our offering. And we just going to be happy little gummy bears that get to just give to the kingdom of God. I don't even know why I'm doing this, but hey, I'm going to just talk, okay? And it's just like, whoa. Okay, so we're extravagantly blessed. We walk into places and people give us things. We have the hookup. When we go to Denny's, our whole family eats for free whenever we want. Woo! We got hooked up on pizza. Who wants pizza? Who wants pizza? We can hook you up on pizza. We got a hookup. Shh, I can't tell that. I'm telling you, it just people just give to us. Whatever they are, they just give. And you know what? That just comes from the love of God that God put inside of us. That we are free. We are free to give. Free not to give. But you know what? I promise you one thing, that when we do so into the kingdom, extravagant, out of control blessings come, because that's what he created you to have. He created you to have favor. He created you to carry the kingdom. I like how John Crowder says it, where the earth literally throws up its treasures to you because you're a child of God. And I actually have a testimony of that. I was standing in Israel one day, and I was standing alone just on the Sea of Galilee. On the Sea of Galilee, it was just me and Jesus. So I was just like, wow, you know, just be with God. And all of a sudden, I stepped into the Sea of Galilee. And all of a sudden, the ocean, it just felt, it's something I can't explain. It just felt like the ocean recognized who I was. Yeah. And all of a sudden, it went whoosh. And each wave would just come, these seashells. Each wave, these seashells. And it was as if the ocean was giving up its treasure because it recognized who I was. I know it's real. I've been experiencing God in just amazing ways. So I bless this ministry to give outlandishly, because you will be blessed and you're going to watch the rest. radical favor of the Lord overtake you. So I free you not to give, and I free you to give. You choose what way you want to go. What? Whoa! Yay, man. I am so drunk. Do we got the hookup on this thing? Nah, it's cool. We're going to have fun. We're just going to play. Jesus. Oh, no, it's cool. Nobody knows. I'm going to do it. It's cool. Do you got the... You guys got a computer? Oh, all right. Oh, yeah, I do. So we're going to play. I love playing in God. See, I was driving here today, and God was like... He was like, wow, we're too serious, man. We need to just have fun and play and let the creativity of God just burst forth. Because when we get too, like, strict and, you know, things are in a line, it's like, oh, I want to bust out of that. You know, so, yeah. So this is the fun land. Tonight we're going to have a fun land, okay? So I'm going to play. So you can play with me. I'm so drunk, I'm not accountable for what I do. Let's see. I hope the Wi-Fi works. Yeah. I have some fun theme. Oh. So how's everybody doing? How's everybody? Everybody good? How much wood could a woodchuck chuck? If a woodchuck could chuck wood. Does anybody know answer to that? I think I found the answer. I just don't remember. Oh, wow. Shiki. So, yeah, everybody think about good things. Wow. Yeah. I don't know what we're doing today. Yeah, I know. It's like pay at the door to watch me just dance around and do nothing. So you can get your money back if you don't like it. Woo! Oh, God. Oh, there's no... Okay, that's cool. I'm going to play it anyway. All right. Well, we're going to have to go, like, ghetto on this one, but hopefully you can watch it. Well, we don't have the big screen. Let's turn off the lights. Yeah. I know. Let's turn off the lights. Okay, so... I was just playing around today, and I, like, saw this on wherever I did, and it was cool, because it's like, I just feel like this was a word just to bring hope and bring joy to somebody today, so we're going to play some of these. It's going to be fun. I don't even know what I'm doing, and I like it. Wow! Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Hopefully you can see. Okay, everyone. He's crying.
Be happy. Happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Can I give you my phone number? When you worry, call me. I'll be glad. Don't worry. Be happy.
Share the smiles with a friend and make their day just a little happier. So when I saw that, I don't know if you guys got to see all the way, but there was a little guy, and, you know, he was sad. He was crying, you know, and then the other yellow guy comes and, like, makes him happy, and then they all go off in the sunset, and they're happy. So that's what I felt like I was here for, was to just bring that little smiley face and just don't worry, you know, be happy. God is good. I feel so happy. I am. I'm sorry. I have to boast in the Lord. I have to boast in the cross. I have to boast in what God did for me. It's my birthday today. Not my real birthday, but my born-again birthday. And it's just like, whoa, I am just like so wrecked to think of like 8 years ago, and now I get the privilege and the honor of preaching the joy of the cross, the joy of the Lord. And it's like my life has been totally wrecked by this out of control love affair with God, that it's like I can't even contain it. It goes out of my being. It's like, oh my gosh, you did that for me. Wow. I tell you, I'm a new creation almost like every day. You never know what you're gonna get with me, right? Okay. Oh, but yes, we're gonna talk about so much, but I have to just praise the Lord and say thank you for this crazy, radical, wonderful life that totally cannot be even imagined further than what I have. And every last one of you guys have. You guys carry the bliss and the joy and the happiness and the perfection of the Lord, that it's my heart that you would experience the love of God and the freedom of your salvation, that you would enjoy that bliss that Christ did, that ecstatic bliss that God has totally wrecked our lives to have, that we can be joyful little yellow guys that go alongside people and just totally change their life, change their hearts. And we get to carry the good news. We get to tell them the good news of what it is that Christ did, that they can be free, that they can totally be free. And that makes people happy. And then you make a friend. Wow! So I'm happy. Woohoo! Amen. Woo. Yay. Oh, man, I don't even know what we're doing, but it's good. You know, I just feel like even now I don't have to say anything. It's just the light rays of God are ministering and going forth. There was a mystic that totally never said anything. He just opened up his book and stared at the pages. Maybe I could do that. Make my job easy. Whoa. Okay. I don't know. Let's see. The Lord is so positive. How is everybody's week? Good? Up and down or good? Good. All right. One of the things that I want to share. Oh. I was falling asleep at night and I just kind of like went into a vision, but one of the things I heard God say was, let your love be pulled out by the road Jesus laid. Yeah. I was tripping too, like, whoa, dude. It's like, let your love be pulled out by the road that Jesus laid. And I just felt like, wow, that is amazing for me, because it's like that is what we are called to. From now on, from salvation on, we're called to a life of love. And it's like our love is pulled out by everything that Jesus did for us. And it's a constant recognition, and it's something that constantly gets you just whacked and drunk and totally just flipped out. It's like you can't tire of what Christ did for you, because it constantly goes deeper, and even in the simplicity of it, it wrecks your life. And so what does that do? It pulls out just more love inside of me to love God with all of my heart and to love everybody. It's because you constantly are centered in this expanding pool, an ocean of love, and you get to become like that. And that's what we are to do. That's what our life is like, you know. And so yeah, I felt just when I was sitting on my porch. Oh, I have the most anointed porch there is, I tell ya. Wow, I'm there now. But when I was sitting on my porch, I felt, you know, just some confusion. I felt some confusion over people, and just, it was like, almost like, whoa, I don't get this gospel. You know, it was like, I don't get this gospel. It doesn't make sense. I feel like they just don't got it straight. You know, because it was just like the simplicity, and they don't understand. And I was just like reading Facebook, and Facebook is awesome. Who don't have Facebook? I need to get you registered. I'm just kidding. But, you know, I was reading Facebook and things, and one of the things I felt like God put in my heart was, because I'm reading it on Facebook, and one of the questions I feel is going around is, it's just like, if we're not sinners, why do I still sin? You know, and I just see different responses on Facebook, you know, and things like that. And so it's like, okay, you know, that's awesome. So I want to hopefully bring clarity and hopefully release some of the confusion, because it's not a hard thing to understand. It's very, very simple. It's like almost like ABC and 1, 2, 3. And it's that easy that if we would just simply hear it and believe it, then we can walk in the fullness. So what I feel like what we do and what Glory Service is doing, it's like we really want you to experience the bliss side of salvation. You know, we really want to get you to that point of what we're talking about, where we're in extravagant joy and fun and everything's happy and there's a rare bad day. You know, we want to get you over to that. And so I was talking to God and I was like, God, okay, how am I going to explain this? I need an illustration. I need an illustration. And you know, and one of the scripture that came to me was this. He stoops to look down on heaven and on earth. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. He sets them among princes, even the princes of his own people. So that ministered to me because I'm about to go to the garbage dumps. So we're going to the garbage dumps where the poorest of the poor are, where people literally live there, where they wait for their food to come in through trucks and scavenge in rotten eggs to get their food. We're going to bring the love of God to literal garbage dumps in third world countries, the poorest of the poor of the poor. So this ministers to me, and I can give you an illustration of what your life was like and what your life has become. So when it says, he lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. He sets them among princes, even the princes of his own people. I saw the garbage dump representing sin, dirt, grime, needy, deprived. And I saw how God scoops us up out of the garbage dumps of sin and sets us in the palaces, even above his own people, in his own people. And I see that like the heavenly places. So with that literal description of how he lifts us from garbage, that was our old life. That's where we were before. And he takes us from those garbage dumps and he sets us in palaces. Why would we use our garments of royalty to go back to the garbage dumps? That's what it looks like when we go back into sin. That's what it looks like. He scoops us up out of the garbage dumps, set us among palaces, even among the princes of his own people, and we would go back to the garbage dumps. That is an illustration of what it looks like. Check it out. In the MoFat Bible, Psalm 32, 1, 2. Oh, the bliss of him whose guilt is pardoned and his sin forgiven. Oh, the bliss of him whom the Eternal has absolved, whose spirit has made full confession. Oh, the bliss of the man whose sin has been forgiven. In the midst of this salvation comes the bliss. And that's where we want to show and draw the line of where the struggle is. Well, if I'm sinless, if I'm perfect, then why is it that I still sin? You know? Because we should be experiencing the bliss part of the salvation. Yes. All right, let's go here. Okay, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. Yeah, okay. Due to God's favor, you have been saved through faith. And this is not due to anything you yourselves have done. Rather, it is God's gift to you. God's gift to you. Due to God's favor, you've been saved through believing the message. And you didn't do anything to get it. It was God's gift. You weren't saved by your actions, and so no one can boast. It is His workmanship that we are. We have been created by the Anointed One, Jesus, to do the good things God prepared beforehand for us to do and to live how He wanted us to live. So Christ, God, by His favor, gave us this gift so that we can be all that we were always supposed to be. God, being crucified on that cross, opened up the door so that we can be those beings of love, those creatures of love, those powerful, superhuman people that we were always supposed to be. And it was because of His extravagant love. It was just a sheer gift. Ephesians chapter 2, 13, 16 says, "But in point of fact, because of the Anointed One, Jesus, you were once far away from God. Were brought..." Oh, wait, sorry. I'm getting drunk. Okay, so, "But in point of fact, because of the Anointed One, Jesus, you were once far away from God. You were brought close to God by the Anointed One's blood. He Himself has made peace. He has made both Jews and non-Jews one people. By dying as a sacrifice, He has destroyed the dividing wall between Jews and non-Jews, and He has destroyed the hostility between them. He has annulled the law of the commandments with its decrees, so as to create one new person from two groups, thus making peace. This was so that He could restore both of them in one body to friendship with God through the cross. It was with the cross that He put hostility to death." So through the cross, God made peace with you. God made peace with you where you were far away from Him in your actions, in your thoughts. You were separated from Him, and God made peace with you. And right now I'm even seeing a vision in Noah, like when Noah's ark, where he, like, you know, took all the animals in, and God just like, whoa, forget it, you know, and destroys the world all crazy, you know. And it's like He put His bow in the sky, and it's like I read somewhere that the bow is almost like the weapon of the Lord, like, you know, that rainbow is like the weapon of God. And so it's like Him putting His bow down was like, I am not going to even fight with you anymore. Never again will I destroy man this way. Because it's like God is saying, you know, this isn't what I created. This isn't what I am even supposed to be doing. I am putting my bow down. I'm putting my weapon down as a promise to you that I am going to make peace with you. And it's through the cross that God has made peace with mankind. That the wrath of God was fully satisfied, that you would be in friendship with God. Hello. Friendship with God. Yeah. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. This is a beautiful story. Wow. Okay, so I'm just going to, so in 1 Colossians 1:21, it says it again. He actually made peace with you, you who were once put out of the family and were His enemies in your thought patterns because of the actions of the evil one. He made His peace with you through the death of the Anointed One's natural body to make you sacred, blameless, and without reproach in His sight. That is what Christ did for you. To make you blameless, without reproach in His sight. Friendship with God, peace with you. Why would we want to go back into sin? Why would we want to do that when God has given us the world and more? Wow, why would we want to go, oh my gosh, I have scripture after scripture, I don't even know if we're going to get into it. But it's just like, why would we want to return to sin when such a joyous act, a joyous pardon has been given on our behalf? on our behalf. Oh gosh, this calls for a celebration and thanksgiving when you understand your freedom and that you have friendship with God. You are free from the consequences of sin. Sin no longer holds you. Sin is no longer your master. It's like God has literally moved you from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. That is where you rule and reign. That is where you are. So, praying about it, you know, why do people still sin when we're sinless? Okay? I got three reasons. So why do you sin if you're saved? Okay, two reasons. One, you really need to get saved. Okay, you maybe really never had a born-again experience, and you actually need to get saved. You know me. I always tell you like it is, okay? Number two. Oh, God. Okay, two, you choose to sin. Okay? Or three, nobody ever told you that you don't have to do that anymore. Okay? So three reasons that I got. Why do people who are saved still sin? Okay? Was one, you actually need to be saved. You need to have a born-again experience. Two, oh yes, you choose to sin, and I will show you that in the scripture. And the third one was, come on, help me, Jesus. Nobody ever told you that you don't have to do that anymore. That's what it was. So right now, I'm seeing like a picture in the scripture that comes that says how a dog returns to its vomit. Okay, well, you know, that's what I'm seeing. It's like, why would that happen? It's like, not that you're a dog, but I'm just saying I'm seeing the vivid picture of like returning to something gross, something disgusting, something that held you, something that you could not get out of on your own. Why would we return to that? Because maybe nobody told you that you don't have to be that way anymore. That you can be free to walk in purity. You can be free to walk in love. You can be free to walk in divine health. That you don't have to touch those drugs anymore. You know, I feel like looking back at my own life, it's just like seeing myself smoking weed or whatever I did. It's like I couldn't stop if I tried. I thought I could. You know, I thought I could. There's been times where it's like, oh yeah, I got this, you know, back in the day. Where it's like, you know, no, I could not stop it because I was a slave to sin. I could not stop myself from smoking weed. But the minute I was baptized, whoop, I never touched a drop. How does that happen? How does that happen? Because you know what? The Spirit of the Lord entered me and took full possession of who I was. That I am no longer a slave to sin, but I am a love slave. I am a slave to love. That is who I serve. That is who I serve. Yes. All right. All right. I am a love machine. I love God. He's so beautiful to me. Yeah. It's the most wonderful life there is. And so let's go through. I'm just going to read it. And so I just pray your ears are open because we're just going to talk. Romans 6. Okay, so what inference are we to draw from all this? Are we, the suggestion being yours, to keep on sinning so that there may be more grace? God forbid. We are men who have died to sin. How can we go on living in it? You must be well aware that all of us who have been baptized into the union with Christ have by baptism been united with him in his death. Through this baptism, which united us with him in his death, we were buried with him, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too should live a completely new kind of life. Think about that for a minute. We should be living a new kind of life. Think about that. Okay. Because this is where the confusion was. If I'm a Christian, why do I keep on sinning? And you know what? I want to address something because we're laying foundations. And too many times, you know what? We cause the confusion on our own. It's very easy. God laid it out very simply. He's not this. He made it so babies can understand it. So sometimes we use the grace of God as an excuse to sin. Yes, we use the grace of God as an excuse to sin. Well, if I'm free, then I can go and do what I want, right? Well, you are free. You're free to sin if you wanted to, but you know what? That's going to be your master. The wages of sin is not, there's no fruit, good fruit in there. And it's like, that's what I'm petitioning out in the atmosphere, is why would you want to do that when there's no good fruit? And what we want to get you into is a life of love and a life of bliss and a life of extravagant joy. And there's none of that inside of there. There's none of that there. We don't want to see you just unfulfilled. You know what I mean? We want to see you fulfilled. And so we try to use our freedom because we actually want to go and sin. So let me tell you this. Okay. I'm just going to keep reading because it's in here. What then? Are we to use the fact that we were... What then? Are we to use the fact that we are not under the law, but under grace as a reason for sinning? God forbid. It must be obvious to you that if you place yourselves at anyone's service, at his obedient slaves, you are the slaves of the person to whom you give your obedience. So you may choose to be the slaves of sin. Okay, so you can choose that, and thereby end in death. Or you may choose to dedicate yourselves to obedience and thereby end in the right relationship with God. You have become slaves of goodness. That's who you are. You guys are slaves of goodness. Goodness, 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 so that the fruit of your life would exemplify the freedom and the joy and the love and the goodness of God. Because there is a reality, and that's what I'm saying. There's a reality to the side of the cross that is joyful and fun. And it doesn't even matter what comes through your life. It's almost like the joy of God will not shake you. I'm going to even use the testimony of Mama Lonnie. Everybody knows Lonnie. This is like right now she's praying and she's resting because something has come against her. But you know what? Dude, she's in the bliss. She is totally like chalking it up, just being with Jesus and like totally joyful and unshakable in the midst of circumstances. This is the reality that we need to live in. That you know what? Our circumstances do not dictate our joy. Our circumstances don't dictate how far we go. But you know what? We live in this bubble of reality that is the truth, that it doesn't even matter what is going on within us, but we are in continuous love, continuously outpouring the love of the Father on anybody and everybody that crosses our path. Yeah. And that's what's going on right now. You know, we're keeping her in prayer and we're believing because we want her here with us. That's where we want her, is here with us. But you know what? She's never stopped in the bliss. She's never stopped pouring out on each person that comes into her room or whatever, and testimony after testimony of people experiencing the kingdom of God that do not want to leave her room because there's something different. Yeah. That is amazing. I am totally encouraged, and I don't know. It's like, dude, I want to be like that forever, forever, forever. That is one amazing example of the salvation of God that totally wrecks my heart every single time I see it. It wrecks my heart. And this is where we want you to live from, beautiful people, is this place of love that, you know what, you're unshakable. And so I want to just remove all the confusion that, you know what, there's not confusion in God. There's no confusion in God. You know, so when we choose our path, it's like, hey, whatever, you are totally free. You are a new creation in Christ. If you are lifted up from the garbage dumps, there is no need to go back. You really don't have to. So I wanted to tell you guys that you are free and that you are powerful and able to make amazing decisions according to your amazing life. That the Spirit of God dwells inside of you, and you don't have to feel confused, and you don't have to feel guilty because you did mess up. Because if we do sin, there is an advocate that we have with the Father. And so we want to walk, and we want to live in these extravagant love life with God. Yeah. Amen. We have a life of love, growing in love with God and one another, to experience the ecstasy of love and to go from glory to glory daily. Okay, glory to glory daily. That's where we go. We go from glory to glory daily. Is that a process? Well, hey, if it is, our starting point is glory. That's where we begin. That's where we begin. So we are a whole new creation starting in glory. There's your process. We're continuing going in glory, the glory, the glory, the glory. Okay? All right, and so one of the scriptures that I have for you is, which one? Ooh, ba, ba, ba. Okay, 1 John 2:27. Okay, because this is what I feel like. It says, but you have received the Holy Spirit, and he lives within you. So you don't need anyone to teach you what is true, for the Spirit teaches you everything you need to know. And what he teaches you is true. It is not a lie. So just as he has taught you, remain in fellowship with Christ. So the Holy Spirit indwells within us. And we really don't need any man to teach us, because it will be the anointing that teaches us all things. Even the Apostle Paul, all those letters that we read from him, it's like he got that from straight up revelation that no man taught him. It was the Damascus Road experience that he had with Christ. He didn't consult any of the apostles. It was the straight up pure thing of the Lord that taught him all ways and all truth. So you know what? We trust the Holy Spirit inside of you. We know that you can hear God even for your own self, that you don't need man to tell you what is sin and what is not sin. You know. And if you don't know, ask the Lord. And he will guide you, and he will show things to you according to your life and the different opinions. So we trust you. That's what we want to say. We release and we trust the Holy Spirit inside of you to lead you and guide you in all truth. So, wow. So, man, this is fun. Wow! I know, it's so fun. So we just have this crazy life, and our honor is to totally release you and to impart this crazy fun life to you, because this is the gospel. This is the good news. The good news is what you came, what Christ did for us, that has totally freed us in every way, that we don't have to feel convicted. And I have another like little show to show you, actually. It's fun. These shows are fun. And then we're going to talk. No, one sec. This is fun. Stay there, though. You're good. Okay. Woohoo! Check out. Okay. We're going to... Okay, so what I got here is fun. Okay, so what this is we're gummy bear.
Oh, God. This is the best one ever.
It's like... I had to find something that exemplifies our life in Christ. I just had to find it. So this is the closest thing that I found that shows, like, where we should be with God and what it is. It's just like, I don't know, I thought it was lovely. I love it, actually, to tell you the truth. You be quiet. Okay, you guys ready? Okay, here we go. This is you.
Oh, I'm a gummy bear. Yes, I'm a gummy bear. Oh, I'm a yummy, tummy, funny, lucky gummy bear. I'm a jelly bear. Yes, I'm a gummy bear. Oh, I'm a moving, burping, cannon, singing gummy bear. Oh, yeah.
Gummy, 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 gummy bear. Gummy, 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 gummy bear.
That's you. gummy bear. We get the point. So we get to be like these, yeah. We get to be like these ooey gooey, stretchy, fun, yummy, tummy, lucky, fun, gummy bears. Oops.
This thing has a mind of its own.
I know. Sometimes.
You got the revelation.
You know what? If you don't cry out, the rocks will. So it's like, wow, we got our speakers, we got the computer, we got the everything just crying out during these services, which is like, wow, somebody needs to, you know, just shake it and bake it, you know? So go ahead, we're going to play this music, we're going to move in. But yay, we are literally gummy bears of love that just kind of snuggle up with Papa, and we just get to release it and have fun with life and shake our little butts around because, you know what? We're free to do it. So, I don't know what we're doing. Let's see. Let's see what God wants to do. Let's see. Where's my husband? Oh, do you have something to say, baby?
My husband has something to say.
Yeah, we're bringing everybody up. Bring the baby out. We're just going to do it. Let's see what God wants to do. We're playing, so.
Just living the extravagant, joyful life. Just living and choosing that life to live extravagantly. I mean, when we finally came to that revelation, it's just like, wow, everything that I do can just be in this extravagant joy. And even like working, when you work, it's just like, even in Colossians, it talks about you work unto the Lord. And just even in my workplace, I've talked about it before, I just live in this extravagant joy, and I just release that joy to the people around me, where I'm not like under that slavery of like working the field, but with joy and bliss. And I think that's just what God just wants to encourage everybody, is just that extravagant joy that you can choose to live, because He gave it to you. It's free. It's enjoyable. And just to continue just to live in that extravagance and that joy.
Amen. So what we do want to do is, I do know God just has this thing. It's like, I want to be able to pray for the sick. Because with one of the things that just testify of this message is the signs and the wonders that go along with the preaching of the gospel and the healing of the sick. And we've spoken before, if you weren't here, about just like the communion and what that really means. And so I feel like God just has me in the new season of where it's like, I really want to see you fully healed. I want to see you fully whole. I want to see just everything that Christ died for you to have. So we want to just pray for whatever it is that, if you're sick in any way, we want to see that healed. And I know that God will confirm the preaching of the word with signs and wonders. So that's one of the things I do know that we want to do. So what do you want to do? Okay. Should we just get words of knowledge or something? Okay, we're gonna have intermission real quick. But let's see, let's get some words or something, right? Okay.